This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we talk extensively about soybean cyst nematodes, and there's a good reason. They're a fast-moving pest located in all 99 counties of Iowa. In fact, Iowa is one of only two states, along with Illinois, to have them in every county. So what can we do to learn more about these pests and better understand them? We'll talk with Dr. Greg Tilka of Iowa State University next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Dr. Greg Tilka is a professor and nematologist at Iowa State University, and he talks with us about the physiology of nematodes. First, you have to understand they're worms, not bugs. And when scouting, we're looking for swollen females that pop out of the roots.
The worm is about 1/100 of an inch long, and it's confusing to people perhaps also because it goes into the root and it attaches to the vascular tissue of the soybean root, but then it swells up. The adult female eventually gets so big that she pops out of the root, and you can see her as a little white dot on the surface of the root. And in fact, that's one way we advise that farmers and agronomists check fields for SCN. Wait till 5 or 6 weeks after planting, and then pretty much through to August, maybe mid-August, dig roots and look for those little white females. You can see, even though the nematode's a microscopic worm, you can see the swollen adult females with your naked eye. They're about the size of a period at the end of a printed sentence.
What makes it tough to fight against their resistance is that nematodes are not monogamous. The females can have eggs that are fathered by multiple males, thus making it a genetic jigsaw puzzle when you're trying to defeat them.
It's simple. There's, like humans, males and females that have to mate for offspring to be produced. The female produces all the offspring in the form of eggs, but the interesting and problematic part is a male will mate several different females, and a female will be mated by several different males. So the eggs, if a female makes a total of 250 eggs, they might have 200 different genetic types because of the intermating that occurs. So they're not clonal. Clonal would mean that all the eggs are just like the mother's genetics. They are a mix of genetics of all the different males that mated with the female to produce those eggs. And that genetic diversity allows the nematode to adapt. And that's why we've seen the nematode adapt to and overcome the common PI88788 resistance because of that genetic diversity.
Nematodes aren't trying to kill your soybeans. They need to plant to survive, so they can as well.
That nematode does have a hypodermic needle-like structure. It injects chemicals into living plant cells, and it changes their biology. And it develops into a feeding site for the nematode. And that feeding site, those cells that feed the nematode, are unlike any other cell in that plant. They don't look like a normal plant cell. And furthermore, what's really cool biologically is that if we reached into the root carefully and killed with a needle the nematode, that feeding site withers and dies away. It doesn't revert back to a normal plant cell. It dies away. So the nematode hijacks the biology of plant cells to make a food factor.
Tilka says that the holy grail of biology to defeating the cyst nematode is to find out what it is they're injecting. For more on this story, go to iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.